Hey friends, Sean here. I just want to sincerely thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report. It is the propaganda antidote, and I think you're really going to enjoy today's show. Thanks so much for being here. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So I'm sure you've heard about shrinkflation. That's inflation by stealth. You know, when a candy bar gets smaller, but the price remains the same, or a box of cereal, it's happening all around us, but the Fed claims inflation isn't a problem. But Noble Gold can help. You know that with a precious metals IRA, you can hedge against inflating prices and retire worry-free. Yep, you can keep up with the Fed's inflation. You just have to be smart. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce pure silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every eligible IRA or 401k rollover. To learn more about the services offered by Noble Gold, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Fight as long as hard as you can not to let them stick a genetically modified crop in your body, you know, which is amazing thing. People will not eat GMO food, but they readily go ahead and they jab themselves with genetic modification of their own body.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me.
Stay tuned. I think you're going to enjoy this gripping conversation. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, I know not everybody is crazy about crypto, but let me tell you something. Many new millionaires are being minted in the crypto space. And recently, when Bitcoin sank below 40,000, many people cheered. At least the smart money did, because when there's panic in the streets, the smart money is buying. Now, cryptocurrency is a risky investment. Its potential for loss may be just as great as its potential for gain. But that's why when you invest, you need to have the peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back. That way you can concentrate on investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and much more. They offer unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers, so your cryptos are in very good hands. And because MDM was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same US-based company client service. Yes, they're not just a US-based company, their customer service is too. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com. That's mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. Sean from SGT Report here. I'm glad to have back on the line my longtime friend, Bob Kudla of Trade Genius. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Sean. How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there, but, you know, I got a couple of things. You know, I like to wear my emotions on my sleeve sometimes, and these criminal bankers, man, they are just unrelenting. So you explained to me, well, it makes perfect sense in upside down world, actually, where we have to endure a stolen election, open borders, and experimental vax mandates, that silver is at $22 an ounce. I mean, are you freaking kidding me?
Look, you know, they control the supply with the endless naked shorting. So I think, you know, it's going to have to take a major blow up of these banks for this to change. And it might be coming too. This event that's happening in China right now, it has the market all goofy footed right now. And right at the same time, the Fed wants to taper their purchases of bonds. So I think, as this thing spirals out of control, they're going to have no choice but to close off these naked shorts and silver.
Is this Evergrande thing coming out of China going to destroy the crypto markets? I ask because I've heard a couple of predictions saying that that's what's going to happen. And I just looked at Bitcoin. It was 48,000 just a few days ago. And today it's at 41,000.
Look, I think there's a liquidity issue going on across the entire spectrum. The one thing that we've learned about crypto is that crypto tends to lead the market. So, you know, liquidity, because the crypto market's the purest market in terms of supply and demand, usually we get senses of what's going to happen in the broader markets from the crypto market. So I think that's what we're seeing now. Look, there's going to be a demand for dollars, believe it or not. And because the world is short dollars in terms of all the loans they have that are dollar denominated. And this thing in China looks like it's going to reverb into into Japan and Korea. And then it looks like the HSBC Bank out of, I think that's out of Singapore, is at big risk. And of course, German Bank and and then also the Swiss Bank is at risk too. So this thing could be another Lehman contagion. And when that happens, Sean, unfortunately, the dollar goes up perversely because dollar denominated debt's going to get liquidated, and it has this perverse reaction at the beginning to push down the precious metals. And we're going to see crypto for the first time, you know, deal with this, you know, like an 08 kind of liquidation event. So, yeah, so I think that's a possibility, but we're going to have to wait and see what's going on with crypto and with the markets here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, wouldn't that just be like this sick satanic system to leave everybody with nothing? And I don't want to be too dramatic here, but I posted a video from a guy named Brendan O'Connell the other day on my site, phaser.com. This was probably a week ago. And he said, and it was regarding this thing happening in China. What is it? Evergrande? Is that what it's called? The real estate conglomerate? It's melting down. He said, if that thing goes, it will bring down the crypto market. And he said, do you really think they were going to let you get out of this thing alive? Do you really think they were going to let you have your wealth? Now, he's talking about people in the stock market too. Wouldn't it be just like these criminal bankers to just crash everything and everybody ends up broke? I think it's a possibility.
Yeah, you know, unless you know how to short the markets and then you'll be able to ride this trade down. Ironically, the long bond is going to be a big beneficiary of this, which is the plan of the bankers all along. But you could profit from that. This last week, we've had a fantastic week because we anticipated this event coming into this Fed meeting tomorrow or today, depending on when you're going to release our talk. And look, it's the market's overvalued. You know what my biggest tip off was? And just going to get you even madder, is that these Fed governors leaked that they own stocks and they've been trading it all along, and then they're giving it up for ethical reasons. They just want to sell at the top and not find out later that they've been holding and selling their and front running the masses. So you know, the Fed bailed out at the top here. Last week when we heard that, I said, hey guys, it's the top. Plus Biden killing our kids in Afghanistan. I call it the Taliban top, and Biden's Waterloo. So there's a lot of things coming together. But look, you don't have to be assetless. Look, the big money needs places to go too. So they're not gonna leave themselves without anything either. So you just have to follow the flows and you're going to be fine. And look, these guys aren't that smart, Sean. They're just notorious and they're going to leave fingerprints where to go with this.
All right. Well, look, in fairness, and to those of you who are frustrated with what's happening globally, I'll give Bob his credit where credit's due. So here's one from Hungry Bear. Got out of SPY calls this morning at open 15% and 25%. And this one got out of VIX, VXX, plus 40%. And there's others in here. Do you want to comment on this, Bob?
Yeah. So this is what I was talking about. And these are just from the last couple of days. So we told people coming out of the August summer recess that the market's going to get violent and volatile. And so we've been positioning people and we're teaching them how to trade in this new world of basically you don't always live once kind of environment. And so we're showing people how to go long volatility or go long or short the general indexes and teaching them how to do that. And some of these guys made a lot more money than that. So, you know, we have an algorithm. We show them how the algorithm works. And they have access to the algorithms and also these are trades that I've been calling out for the people. So, and today, you know, and yesterday we told people Friday into Monday to go short the market. They did. We told them to flip long through volatility suppression from last night till Tuesday. They did. And going into the Fed meeting tomorrow, we'll be probably short the market again. And now that China's back from their long weekend vacation. So we're going to help people navigate through this. And just like the Great Depression, a lot of people lost a lot of money, but there are a lot of people that had skills and savvy, and hopefully things that we can provide them are going to be able to thrive through this process and be able to be successful. So people want to trade with us, just go to tradelikeagenius.com. We put together some incredible specials for Sean, like we always do. You got to take advantage of them by Saturday. You can trade cryptos with us. You can trade stocks. We'll show you how to navigate a volatile crypto market too. And then also, if you want to trade options and futures, things of that nature, we have rooms for that as well. And just go to tradelikeagenius.com. If you want to just buy something individually, just use promo code FALL, get 40% off. But trade with us. If you're unsure of yourself and you want some extra help, what we charge is nothing compared to what you get out of it. Some of those guys made 2-3 years worth of the service in just those trades that I was sharing with, that Sean was just sharing with you.
All right. I'll leave the link below, guys. If you want to check that out, you can get on board with Trade Genius. Let me do a screen share, Bob. People are getting fed up. People are getting so pissed off around the world. F the jab. Long live Australia. 20,000 red-blooded Aussies shut down Melbourne Highway in massive lockdown protest. The anger is spreading. The anger is palpable. And I want to show you a reason why, Bob. Well, first of all, not that. We'll come back to that.
It's related.
Yeah, it's totally related. And here's why. This is Dr. Paul Alexander, the former HHS senior COVID advisor to President Trump on the Stu Peters Show.
There's a push to reduce the eligible age for injection to age 5. Kids are virtually not affected at all by COVID-19. We've already seen the adverse events in young teen boys ages 12 to 19 who are 6 times more prone to major heart complications due to these shots than they are to experience serious illness from the virus itself. Do you have any reason to believe that these negative side effects won't be experienced by kids ages 5 and up?
I have no reason to believe that it won't be experienced. And this is a very, very serious issue now. And just so that you know, full disclosure, I was one of the scientists with Steve Kirsch who presented to the FDA against the boosters. So I just wanted to let you know that. I made my presentation also. Now, Pfizer came out yesterday and said that they did some sort of analysis and that they are saying that the vaccines they're going towards the FDA to get approval. Now, when you look at what is being reported in the news, it's very suboptimal methodology. We don't even have the results. They've not released the results to us. And from what I am seeing, this is really illogical and very poor methods. They are just looking at the antibodies in these children. There's no comparative group. So the science that Pfizer is putting forward right now for the FDA to consider is just garbage and junk. And I'm calling on President Trump. He has the opportunity now. He has to stand up and he has to at least say, stop. Stop this with children. You cannot put these vaccines or these injections into the arms. And why? Because, Stu, we know the evidence has been clear for 15 months now. The children are at near zero, statistical zero risk of being readily infected in the first place, of even spreading it, of getting severely ill, or of dying from COVID. And that is the evidence.
Bob, I don't know if you saw the ticker going on below there on StuPeters.tv. 14,925 deaths now attributed to this experimental vaccine, as according to the VAERS reporting system. And the mainstream media is silent as they push this death concoction on our children.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words why the fetish for vaccination is so unrelenting around the world, when the data is so compelling that is ineffective. It's ineffective to the point where it's really a therapeutic, not even a vaccine. And when they try to compare it against like measles and mumps and all that stuff, it's a non sequitur, because they're two different kinds of viruses. And so now you have this situation where it's like, it's monolithic. It's almost like I'm your father and I told you to do it, you know, kind of a thing. And I don't know if they're trying to get in front of something worse coming, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, or there's something worse coming, and they want everybody to be trapped in a genetic type of environment. I mean, look, we're at a point now where all the normal things you can think of are tossed aside. I mean, it's mind-boggling how when Trump was president, this vaccine was the worst thing that ever could be inflicted upon a human. And when the progressives get in charge, not being vaccinated is the worst thing you can be. And so I'm simply at a loss on this, other than fight as long as hard as you can not to let them stick a genetically modified crop in your body, you know, which is amazing thing. People will not eat GMO food, but they readily go ahead and they jab themselves with genetic modification of their own body.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me.
No, me too. These people don't have informed consent, and sadly, so many people are dumbed down that they don't bother to even do cursory research before taking an experimental vaccine. And, you know, when we think of some of the world's worst people, the enemies of humanity, you know, immediately, for me anyway, Dr. Fauci comes to mind, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, the entire Rockefeller clan and the Rothschild clan. But here's another one, the CEO of Pfizer. Can you imagine? I can't. I really can't. And there's no amount of money that would help me sleep at night. If I were this man and I knew what he does know, can you imagine the blood this man has on his hands, Bob, at this point?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know what these guys are thinking. I really don't. I mean, it's like, it's like I said, I can't even fathom a rational reason why they're moving forward. I just simply cannot. You know, and they know when people already had this disease that to stick something that's going to accelerate spike proteins in your body is not good. You know, so, and they're totally ignoring science, which they say is what they're compelled to follow. It's like they're either all sellouts, or as Jason Whitlock likes to say, is that the only other plausible explanation is occultic or demonic. And so that's the only thing I can just wrap my mind around. There's no plausible explanation in science that compels you to get a vaccine when you can easily mitigate these situations with ivermectin, or even if you get a monoclonal body, you know, what Florida's doing and not getting a jab, you know. So, you know, I don't know. And, you know, and the average age of the people dying is 80 plus. So it's not like it's like you're culling the herd, you know, and the people getting sick afterwards. So, I mean, Israel of all places, that's when I knew the gig was up on this. Israel of all places wants to do a fourth booster when this thing's not working, and it's like banging your head against the wall. How many times do you have to hit it to realize that the wall's not going to move and something else is in play here? I would think they would be paranoid at this point that they got themselves in a situation where they may wipe out the entire population of Israel, you know, through a bioweapon by somebody else in the future. You know, where are the Israelis? You know, the dead silence.
So I'm sure you've heard about shrinkflation. That's inflation by stealth. You know, when a candy bar gets smaller, but the price remains the same, or a box of cereal, it's happening all around us. But the Fed claims inflation isn't a problem, but Noble Gold can help. You know that with a precious metals IRA, you can hedge against inflating prices and retire worry-free. Yep, you can keep up with the Fed's inflation. You just have to be smart. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce pure silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every eligible IRA or 401k rollover. To learn more about the services offered by Noble Gold, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't want to be too dramatic here. Normally, we have a fairly levity-filled conversation. We bring some humor to the table. But honestly, these are the times that try men's souls. You know, I've really said the enemies of humanity have gone all in here because what they're doing is so clumsy. I mean, for any thinking person, and there's a lot of them, including doctors that are blowing the whistle, calling this thing a bioweapon, saying that this is a eugenics plan. This is a war on humanity, Bob.
Look, Dr. Fauci's been called out for the last 15 years, and he still maintains his power and authority, which is just amazing to me. Look, they don't care. They know nobody's challenging them and they just can ignore it. Look at, if I could just shift to another thing, is how about Jen Psaki basically saying that the illegal immigrants don't need to be vaccinated because they don't intend to stay for a long time. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? I think at this point, she's just trolling us, you know, just saying, oh yeah, these people aren't going to leave. Desperately poor people from Haiti are just stopping by for a couple weeks. You know, where are they going, to Canada? You know, so it's just, it's simply amazing to me that, that these people just are just, they'll say whatever, just next, moving on to the next thing. You know, unfortunately, Sean, on this, and normally I'm pretty level head on this stuff, but it just really, I'm really frosted on this thing, is that it's going to take one of these celebrities or politicians' kids to get whacked by their own vaccination, you know, with enough visibility for people to say, oh my gosh, what did we do? You know, because they don't care if you and I die or if our kids die. We're just collateral damage, you know. But, you know, they want to preserve their own, you know, their own wealth and privilege and life. And so, you know, but I don't know what to tell you, my friend. It's just a sad situation.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'm glad you mentioned Jen Psaki, because it reminds me of this. It really, truly does, man. I mean, they're so blatant in their tyranny and their fascism and their treason against this country that it reminds me of Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. I mean, seriously, you get a Newsmax reporter asking Jen Psaki to justify why illegals streaming across our border, which is unsecured, why don't they have to get a vaccine while taxpaying American U.S. citizens should? And she says, just because. Because let them eat cake. And guess what? It's waking up people in droves. Do you think the Biden administration wants to see this happening at college football games? I'll pause it there and come back to you. Do you think for a minute that clown got 80 million votes? Because these people didn't vote for him.
Oh, for sure. Look, and, you know, when they suppress you in every venue they can, you know, stuff gets released like a pressure cooker. And it, look, you see it. And it's squeezing out many different ways. Look at Nicki Minaj, right? You know, they freaked out over that. She has 125 million followers on Instagram. And she basically told people, hey, don't let them bully you. You know, you see BLM now is protesting at restaurants that are blocking Black people from going into restaurants. This is apartheid. You know, I mean, when does it dawn on people that the Democratic Party is not anyone's friend? You know, and people are just going to get more and more angry on this stuff. Look, Hawaii, they're starting to do all this crazy stuff over there. Hotel occupancies are collapsing. You know, my partner who handles the crypto side of it, his family's from Hawaii, and they said that incentive events, you know, people that come and go for, you know, war trips, normally handle in the tens of thousands of these things a year. They have next to zero. So companies aren't even taking groups over to Hawaii. Blessed State can't manage without that. So you're starting to see protests over there, and you know, you're going to start seeing it when it gets real. When American Airlines came out and said, hey, we don't want vax mandates for flights, because they know it'll basically put the airlines out of business, because, you know, people aren't going to travel. Look at the Navy SEALs. There's a real big rumor going around now that it's big enough that Robert O'Neill had to say something. There's only 2,500 Navy SEALs. Hundreds of them said they're going to walk out of the service. You know, pilots out of the service. I mean, our readiness is going to be challenged by this. You know, and Biden, you know, I mean, the political knucklehead that he is, the more he does this, the lower his approval ratings go. You know, even you have Kamala Harris today saying we need to have an inquiry, an investigation into how the Haiti thing's being handled at the border. And then you had another person talking about how the drone strike in Afghanistan was handled. So looks like the knives are out on Joe, you know, and then that's just going to be chaos. So I just think, look, I'm an optimist by nature. I think the pushback is just going to crescendo here, right going into an election. And I think these people could probably be swept from power in a bigly way, you know. And look, we still have Arizona and Pennsylvania and Georgia. This stuff's still percolating. So, that, you know, that stuff's not done yet. So things can really get chaotic pretty fast, Sean. And in this sense, I am approving of the chaos. We need to have a reset in a different way than the way the elites want it to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, and it kind of begs the question, if you recall that 17th letter of the alphabet and some of those drops that people reported on back in the day, many people lost their channels for daring to suggest there are white hats in the government that actually care about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the people. But, you know, one of the ideas with that whole thing was that the enemies of this country have a plan. Their plan was so evil. It was hell on earth. And you can't tell the people, you have to show the people, right? We're kind of seeing it now, are we not? We have an undefended, wide open border, which by definition, in my view, is treason. So the people are seeing it now, and now vaccine mandates for the military, so much so that the military is walking out. They don't want to take the death jab. Okay, that's exactly what you would do if you wanted to destroy a country from within, Bob.
Yeah, you know, things don't matter to people till they matter to people. But I view these things as necessary to get enough people to be awakened to destroy the woke. And so, and I think we're starting to see that pushback. But these things are necessary. You know, you don't, these equilibrium moves, they, you know, when they go to the good, virtuously, they kind of slide up. When they go basically viciously, they go down like an elevator, just like the stock market. And that's what's gonna have to happen here. We're gonna have to have some breaks, you know, to wake people up to say, whoa, but that's not normal. You know, what's happening here? This is not right. And it has to affect enough people to get people off their rear ends to do it. Look, it's not even just that. Look at the supply chain disruptions, okay? 60 boats sitting outside of Long Beach Harbor. You know, they're not even running at 24/7 at the harbor. Like, why is that? You know, so I mean, there's so many things that people are starting to question, and now it's starting to affect these big corporations. So all of a sudden now they're waking up saying, oh, wait a minute, this is now starting to affect my bottom line. You didn't sell me on that, okay? And they're going to start pushing back. Like United says, hey, we're okay with vax mandates. American Airlines said, we absolutely are not. Sherwin Williams can't get enough paint. You know, you're going to start seeing Home Depot is going to probably work. FedEx just reported today and basically said shipping is down. You know, so, you know, all of a sudden these guys are going to have a lot more to worry about than critical race theory and everything else. They're going to be like, and why are you flooding our country with more people that we can't afford or employ? So it's going to cascade. But it has to happen. You know, just like you said, you can't tell people, you can't show people. It has to happen to people, Sean.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you just said something that really resonates with me. And it's the fact that even those that think that they are sort of at the top of the pyramid, right? They're the managers for this satanic. They may not know it's a satanic system, but they're the managers. I mean, think of the people at Pfizer. Think of the blood money being made at Pfizer. Well, you're not directly responsible for concocting this thing, but you work for Pfizer. So guess what? You are culpable to the degree that you won't blow the whistle. But we see that all over in corporate America. We see all sorts of evils being done. And so many people sit idly by and they think, well, this won't hurt me and my family. I'm part of the big club. Well, guess what? If they crash the economy through contrived supply chain BS, okay, if you can't get food at the grocery store, and if they open the borders and they flood the borders with illegal immigrants, then you don't have a country. And then if they mandate a toxic vaccination for your children, well, guess what? You don't have kids either. So they are coming after everybody, Bob. And I think that's the good news is people, you have to wake up at this point. I don't know how you can't. I don't know how you don't.
Yeah, look, you know, there's a billboard that I love that I see every once in a while that said the French aristocracy didn't see it coming either. You know, and if you look at the Bolsheviks during the Russian Revolution, these were all the basically what we would call the media types today and the celebrities and the posers. They're all for that, right? They're rah-rah with the Bolsheviks. Well, as soon as those Bolsheviks got in power, the first people they killed were them. And that's where the term the useful idiot came from. And so, yeah, they'll turn right on those people because they said, hey, those people are easily manipulated and they have visibility. We'll just kill them. Those are the artists, the intellectuals. Look what Cambodia did. They basically killed everybody in that country that had a college degree. So, you know, the people that if you're listening and you're just monitoring this for your own benefit, guess what? You're targeted. Or you don't know it yet, but you're targeted. And you know, all the things you can say and all the pleading you're going to do later is going to be mox nix. Okay, read some history. You'll see it. You know, there's nobody going to be allowed on the sidelines on this one. Okay, and the people that are in power that are going to hold power, they don't like to share power. Okay, you're going to be like that media guy with the Taliban with the rifle to your head while you're giving the news when it gets real, if it gets to that point. So, but I don't think it will. You know, I think this country is ungovernable in a sense that when they try to clamp this thing down, things are just going to be squirting out of the dam all over the place.
Well, that's interesting. I agree because I've given this a lot of thought. And if the world's greatest military, we're told, could not lock down and control Afghanistan, how are they going to control this place? Do they honestly think that well-armed U.S. citizens are just going to stand down to this tyranny and allow their families to be killed? I think you bring up a good point, and it brings me back to Marie Antoinette. We all know what happened to her. And if you don't, do your research. She was told that the peasants didn't have enough bread to eat. Her response, let them eat cake. Our guest has been Bob Kudla. Bob, thank you so much. Tell us again about the offer for Trade Genius. I'll leave the link below.
Yeah, it's tradelegagenius.com, tradegeniusacademy.com. And our specials are good till Saturday. Hey, come trade with us. Even though Sean and I talked about some pretty unsatisfying topics today, you still got to operate in this world and you need to be able to take care of your family. And when things get chaotic, you know, we want to put you in a position that you know that you can succeed in that environment. So come check us out and we'd be happy to help you. Tradelegagenius.com. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. And I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your support and your friendship over the years here. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary, October 15th. That's when YouTube and the totalitarians at that company, Susan Wojcicki, and I'm going to throw Sundar Pichai in there too, the CEO at Google, decided in all of their care for humanity to terminate my channel and dozens of others without cause, without reason. That happened 1 year ago, October 15th, 2020. And then what happened? The election was stolen. And then what happened? They want to do vaccine mandates with an experimental biological jab. It's just unbelievable. Bob, thanks so much. I'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good one.
You too. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of you. And for real news 24/7, check us out directly for free every single day at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye. Hey friends, I want to thank you so very much for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report's The Propaganda Antidote. Just a quick word about our sponsor. So I'm sure you've heard about shrinkflation. That's inflation by stealth. You know, when a candy bar gets smaller, but the price remains the same. It's happening all around us, but the Fed claims inflation isn't a problem. But Noble Gold can help. You know that with a precious metals IRA, you can hedge against inflating prices and retire worry-free. Yep, you can keep up with the Fed's inflation. You just have to be smart. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce pure silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every eligible IRA or 401k rollover. To learn more about the services offered by Noble Gold, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them at 877-646-5347. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.